Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gator out today. It's the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1. A lot of debate regarding college football today. Lions talk as well. Can they get hot? Champ and Chump get those votes in. Red Wings in action tonight, late night at Vancouver. The Pistons beat Portland and Milwaukee over the weekend. They're off until Friday. Michigan State loses to Duke. Michigan annihilates Rutgers in college basketball. Number one and number three college hockey, Michigan and Michigan State split a weekend series, winning on each other's ice. 248-539-9797. And of course, anything on your mind, fair game. We even incorporated Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, and Central Michigan fans with the talk of whether or not a group of five playoff would be something you'd be in favor of. But you're not guaranteed a spot in the big dance. If you qualify, great, as one of the top 12 teams. But somebody suggested just take away the group of five guaranteed spot in the college football playoff but give them their own playoff. And I added the addendum, well, what if they qualify? What if they're good enough? What if we get a Gonzaga of college football? Because you know what? I don't know what the new Pac-12 is going to be moving forward, but there have been some Boise teams that probably would deserve to be in that college football playoff, right? So I don't say eliminate them all together, but don't guarantee them anything. Because the caller's argument was nobody wants to see Tulane and James Madison go get pounded. And those games may stink. Now, the whole world might be rooting for him, and maybe we'll get some March Madness Cinderella stuff. But you can't tell me there weren't Boise State teams in the past that were worthy of it. There would be. So I say, as long as they qualify, sure, but don't guarantee him anything. And then that game above bowl could be Western Michigan versus Kennesaw State, and the winner advances. Like, that could be, might be kind of fun for those schools and those teams. Not everybody loves it, though. We've just been kicking it around. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Larry. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Doug. And you might be able to throw Central Florida into that mix from a few years
ago. That's true. No, that's a good call.
But my question is sort of a what-if question. And I go back to the 23 draft when we had the sixth pick and Jalen Carter fell to us. And then we traded out of that to Philadelphia, dropped back to 12, and took Gibbs. Mm-hmm. And I think often, especially now that we are pretty much last in pressuring the quarterback, what would have happened if we had taken Carter in that spot and had Carter and Hutchinson on that same line? And I often wonder if we had it to do over again, is there any chance we'd have done that? I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, if they would have done it, keep in mind, it wouldn't have cost you just Gibbs. It would have cost you Laporta as well. Because when they traded from 6 to 12, they got the extra second-round pick with which they used on Sam LaPorta.
Right, right. So, but the other thing I'm also factoring in is there is still an outside chance we could have came away with Carter and Gibbs. He may have fell to 18. What I'm not clear on is between 12 and 18.
If you're asking me what you wouldn't have had Jack Campbell then. And you wouldn't have LaPorta. Right. You wouldn't have had You would not have had Jack Campbell and LaPorta, and maybe not even Gibbs.
Well, you would have had Campbell because he was still.
You're right. You could still take Campbell. That's a good point. You either would have had Gibbs or Campbell, and you wouldn't have had LaPorta. Larry, I mean, that would have been another way to do it. I actually believe that in this modern era, football offense wins championships. So I don't mind in the NFL. I don't mind putting more resources into the offense.
Right. Do you think Philly wins the Super Bowl last year without Carter?
So they would have. They would not have. The question is, what does Philly do? Do they? Because would they? I don't know what Philly would have done by not having Carter. Like, do they draft Gibbs and then they don't have Saquon? I don't know. I mean, I have no way of knowing that answer. Because you start moving pieces around and there's no way of knowing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
248-539-9797. I'm pretty happy with Gibbs. But, you know, ultimately the goal is to win a Super Bowl, not just to be happy with Gibbs. Matt in Highland, what's up, Matt?
Hey, not much, Doug.
Hey.
First of all, I'm not a Notre Dame fan, but I would argue elitism is a three-loss Alabama team getting in the tournament. Why do we need to see Oklahoma-Alabama again? We just saw it 3 weeks ago.
The reason they have a third loss is because they had to play a conference championship game against a great opponent. If you're going to have conference championship games, I don't think you can punish teams for playing in them. Otherwise, they'll turn them down.
I see your point with that, but they still have a third loss. I mean, go win your conference championship game if you have two losses.
I have no problem if they eliminate the conference championship games, but they're trying to figure out how to crown a conference champion when their conferences have too many teams and don't play enough games. I'm not sure what options they have. I would personally not punish a team for playing that game.
And maybe a little bit on my end has to do with the matchup, because I have no interest in seeing Oklahoma-Alabama again. And I know that's just my opinion, but we just saw the game a couple weeks ago. Well, I'd much rather see Notre Dame play Oklahoma.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. They're doing it based upon where the numbers fell, and it just so happened that we get a rematch. And so that's going to happen on occasion that you're going to get rematches. Hell, the Alabama-Georgia game was a rematch.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that made, I think, the Big Ten a quality year this year is we didn't get any of that. And I know that we can get that. I mean, there was every scenario that pitted a potential Michigan-Ohio State replay the week after, but it didn't work out that way. But the Big Ten this year had quality football, and getting that matchup with 1-2 in the championship game, both teams being undefeated. I know that's off topic here, but
believe me, Matt, some years we are going to get a rematch. It's just so stupid. There are 18 teams. You don't play half the conference. Michigan and Ohio State had three common opponents. I can't believe they did this. I really can't. At the time, I said this is silly. And as time goes by, I hate it even more. Conferences are too big. They're oversaturated. They're paper champions. They're almost, like, I don't want to use the term invalid champions, but it's so bizarre to me that they have this many teams, and then they're trying to say somebody's the champion. You didn't play half the conference. John on a cell. Hi, John.
How you doing, Doug?
What's up?
There's a real easy way to get rid of this whole debate with Notre Dame, and that's just make them join a conference. They win their conference championship, they're in.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first real instance where it feels, John, like Notre Dame is being punished for being an independent.
They should be.
Yep. I mean, I love tradition, and I love, I think it leads to things like rivalries, and because of that, it makes it have a deep-seated emotional tie. Rivalries do that. But John, it probably cost Notre Dame a spot.
Absolutely.
Probably cost Notre Dame a spot. They have to ask themselves, was it worth it? And they love being an independent, but things are changing, man. They got to make a decision.
But there's only two independent football teams in all of college football.
I know. And they're saying today how mad they are at the ACC, where they have this scheduling agreement. And look, the scheduling agreement, they went 5-1 against the ACC. You put them in the ACC, given two more conference games. Are they 7-1? And are they playing in that game, that ACC title game, and earning their spot? Do I think Notre Dame would have beat Virginia? I do. But, I mean, we don't know for sure. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.